KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking the high school state volleyball tournament action yesterday in the quarterfinals of Class 3A, a couple of matches saw Davenport Assumption beat Unity Christian 3-1. Mount Vernon downed Union 3-1. In the 2A quarterfinals, it was Western Christian defeating South Hardin 3-1. Also, Denver knocked off Boyden Hall 3-1. Wilton over Van Meter 3-0. And Dyke New Hartford beat Sumner Fredericksburg in 3 straight. In the 1A quarterfinals, 8-seed St. Albert knocked off top-seeded Janesville 3-1 as St. Albert took the first two contests, 25-20 and 25-18. Janesville fought back to win 25-18 in the third match, but the final match saw a 26-24 win for St. Albert as the Saints advance into the semis. Gladbrook Rhinebeck beat Springville 3-0. Galen Catholic, a 3-2 winner over New London. And in a sign of the times, Burlington Notre Dame was a winner over Wapsie Valley. It was a walkover, I guess you'd call it. Wapsie Valley had to forfeit due to a positive COVID-19 test, so Burlington Notre Dame moves on. Now, the state volleyball semifinals are set for today in all classes. They'll start this morning in 5A. Dowling Catholic playing Iowa City Liberty and Ankeny facing Pleasant Valley. Those matches get underway at 10 o'clock this morning. At 12:30 this afternoon, the 4A semifinals have Cedar Rapids Xavier facing Western Dubuque and Gilbert battling West Delaware. The 3A semis are this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Osage playing Davenport Assumption and Clarion Goldfield Dows facing Mount Vernon. The 2A semis at 5:30 this evening have Western Christian playing Denver and Wilton facing Dyke New Hartford. And then the 1A semis at 8 o'clock tonight, St. Albert faces Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and Burlington Notre Dame will battle Galen Catholic, all those winners advancing to the championships. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says there's no quit in his team. The Hawkeyes are 0-2 after a 21-20 loss to Northwestern, and they'll host Michigan State on Saturday.
You know, I have no reason to think that they're not going to just keep pushing forward, and I have no reason to believe that. I think we have good players. I think we have good people, as I've said, and haven't seen anything to the contrary. You know, and obviously coaches have little things they look at all the time and watch, and I'm seeing a lot more good than negatives, that's for sure.
Ferentz says there's plenty of time to get the season turned around.
As it stands right now, we're an 0-2 football team. Nothing about that feels good. Why would it? But our focus, our encouragement to our players is to focus on the remaining 80% of the season. There's a lot of football left.
Ferentz says the start to this season reminds him of the 2008 team that started Big Ten play 0-3. That season, the Hawkeyes rallied to finish 9-4.
It didn't feel very good being 0-3 in Big Ten play. It didn't feel real good being 0-1 or 0-2 that year either. But, you know, that year ended up being one of the most enjoyable years I've ever had in coaching.
Ferentz says the development of sophomore quarterback Spencer Petras was hampered by the lack of spring practice, but he remains confident in his ability. Petras had 3 interceptions in the loss to Northwestern.
You know, it's week to week. He's a young guy. He's quality. We all believe in him. And he's done a lot of good things already, and I think all of us are really confident he's just going to keep getting better as we go, and you know, we're looking forward to seeing him play this Saturday.
Ferentz expects receiver Amir Smith-Marset to miss one game. Smith-Marset was suspended after being arrested for drunk driving over the weekend.
Yeah, our standard team policy has been a one-week suspension. He also has some athletic department protocol he'll go through, so I'm anticipating he'll handle that well, and he practiced on the scout team yesterday. He'll do that all week. So, yeah, as far as I know, unless something unforeseen would happen or come up, then, yeah, that'll be the plan.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio, Hawkeyes and the Spartans. 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock is kickoff from an empty Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell will let other people decide if running back Brees Hall is a Heisman Trophy candidate. With 901 yards, Hall is currently 2nd in the country in rushing yards.
Do I think Brees is an elite football player? I do. And do I think he continues to grow and get better? I do. I know those things are all dictated by people that have a greater understanding than I do of how that all works and what that looks like. But I can say this about Brees Hall. There's nobody else I'd rather play with than Brees.
Cyclones are 4-2 overall, and Campbell would still like to see his team develop more of a killer instinct.
That's execution at the highest level in the most critical moments. So those are things that are unique challenges, and boy, it's easy to say it. It's really hard to do it, and that's why there's so few elite of the elite that live out there.
Today is an, yesterday rather, was an off day by the NCAA because of the election, and Campbell says it didn't force them to alter their practice routine much.
Monday is our off day. And, you know, I think just the ability to flip it, have the ability to adapt to it, and, you know, probably in a lot of ways it's a huge benefit for us this time of year where, you know, we're kind of in the grind of the season, and sometimes having a little bit of, you know, newness to the week can be a huge positive.
And the Cyclones will be facing the Baylor Bears this weekend. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff Saturday evening. Number 10, Wisconsin has canceled Saturday's football game with Purdue as COVID-19 cases within the team continue to rise. School officials announced Tuesday that three more players and two additional staffers have tested positive since Saturday. That brings the program's total number of active cases to 27. The total includes 15 players and 12 staffers. This marks the second straight week that Wisconsin has canceled a football game due to the outbreak. The Badgers had been scheduled to visit Nebraska on October 31st. Neither of those games will be rescheduled. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence will travel with the top-ranked Tigers to Notre Dame this week, although he will not play due to the coronavirus. Coach Dabo Swinney says Lawrence is doing well, participating in team meetings in preparation to play the fourth-ranked Fighting Irish on Saturday night. Swinney says Lawrence will be through with his 10-day quarantine, but must still sit out due to the cardiac testing protocol that the ACC has for those athletes who contract COVID-19. Lawrence tested positive last week and missed the team's comeback win over Boston College last week. Number 8, Florida reported no new COVID-19 positives in the past week. The first time since September, the team's coronavirus numbers have remained steady. The Gators administered 50 tests over the last 7 days and found no positives. It could be huge news for the team's upcoming game against 5th-ranked Georgia in Jacksonville. Florida played without 15 players last week against Missouri, with some of those missing being ruled out because of COVID-19 results and contact tracing. South Carolina men's and women's basketball have received approval from the state to have about 3,500 spectators at games this season. The school said no one will be able to sit in the first 5 rows around the court to help keep spectators and teams safe amid the continuing coronavirus pandemic. Teams will sit on opposite sides of the courts as well. Antonio Brown has been activated from the reserve suspended list and is set to practice with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the first time today. The Bucs signed the former Pittsburgh, Oakland, and New England receiver last week and expect him to make his debut with the team when the Bucs host the New Orleans Saints on Sunday night. Brown was suspended for the first 8 games of the season for multiple violations of the NFL's personal conduct policy. Coach Bruce Arians said Tuesday he's not sure how much Brown will play this week, but that he'll definitely have a role in the game plan. Kansas City Chiefs have traded running back DeAndre Washington to Miami, according to a report from Ian Rappaport of NFL.com. Miami will return draft pick compensation to Kansas City. The 27-year-old Washington started his career with the Raiders and only played in 1 game so far this season. Yesterday at 3 o'clock was the NFL's trading deadline. The Denver Broncos say general manager John Elway and team president Joe Ellis have tested positive for COVID-19. The team says both Elway and Ellis are experiencing mild symptoms and will work from home in self-isolation. The team said no players or coaches came into close contact with either Elway or Ellis recently. The Broncos have had 3 assistant coaches go under the league's COVID-19 protocols, in addition to right guard Graham Glasgow. There were others in the building who have been infected by the coronavirus. The NFL is expanding the sideline area to give teams more space to distance, and mask usage is now mandatory before and after games and at halftime. The updates to the COVID-19 protocols were sent to clubs in a memo Tuesday, a day after the league learned 2 players who played in games Sunday tested positive. The league also is strongly encouraging players to wear masks whenever they come off the field. Teams in intensive protocol are prohibited from holding in-person coaching and personnel meetings. Colorado Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado won his 8th consecutive gold glove, and right fielder Mookie Betts snared his 5th in a row Tuesday, his first with the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers after 4 with Boston. Kansas City Royals left fielder Alex Gordon also won his 8th gold glove and 4th straight in his final major league season. Chicago Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo earned the honor for the 3rd straight year in the pandemic-shortened season and 4th time overall. He was joined for the first time by Cubs shortstop Javier Baez. Cincinnati catcher Tucker Barnhart won for the 2nd time and 1st since 2017. St. Louis second baseman Colton Wong won for the 2nd year in a row, 6 days after the Cardinals allowed him to become a free agent. St. Louis left fielder Tyler O'Neill, Atlanta pitcher Max Fried, and San Diego center fielder Trent Grisham were first-time winners in the National League. Gordon and Cleveland catcher Roberto Perez were the only players to repeat in the American League. They were joined by 7 first-time winners, including Indian second baseman Cesar Hernandez. The others were Seattle first baseman Evan White and shortstop J.P. Crawford, Texas third baseman Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, and right fielder Joey Gallo. Chicago White Sox center fielder Luis Roberts and Los Angeles Angels pitcher Griffin Canning. That is our check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.